We were wondering, is there a faster way two heroes could get down these stairs?
You all need to ride down the stairs? My name is Slippery, Slippery Stair. I'll take you down there for 25 schmeckles.
Happy New Year!
That's my mans right there, man. How y'all folks doing, man?
What's up? Now.
Yeah, we here, man.
Last
here,
episode of the year.
Major Martin and Mac.
Yeah.
The fucking building.
3M's.
New 3M. Fucking
game changer.
Who
year.
The fuck is Martin, bro?
We didn't address that last episode.
We need to announce. So everyone's probably looking for Major Mola and Mac or Major Mac Mola, Mola yeah. Mac, Major whatever fucking rhythm you want to throw to it.
Nice but, to meet you.
But now we on we going government.
You going government?
Yeah.
Government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
I like it though.
Topic's over.
You know how I Martin feel about Malota. Government.
We probably call you Martin more than we call you Mola during the show anyway.
Some people call me Malota, but that's cool. Either one. It worked. It's my name. I'm gonna go with it.
He's I Martin, it, man. So for those of y'all,
I don't
too,
do
man.
Graffiti no more, man. I'm not putting Mola One up like I used to. So
not tagging.
Nah. I'm out the game.
That's what's up.
So I mean, it'll probably be good for your rap career, my friend.
Might be. I grew a beard too.
Yeah. Shit, thing like you've been spitting hard for a while though.
Thank
but
you.
Now I think like you might get more.
Shit might change a little.
Because Major real? Called this years yeah. ago. Years ago,
cats
he said,
"The government spit the hardest."
Yep. Man. Always. And I can't remember who it was that you said that the first
John
time.
John Connor, maybe.
No, it goes back further.
Oh,
than
I can't remember
man.
The dude's name. It started with a T.
Yeah.
Really?
And honestly, I remember Obi being one of my, he wasn't my first, but Obi kind of backed up my premise.
Oh, yeah.
And
real name, no gimmicks.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah.
This could have happened a long time ago, too. And for some reason, I just held on to it. I made a mistake of asking friends and shit. And they're like, yeah, man, you Mola, you know, and then fucking yeah. I just ran with it. I was like,
I
yeah, you're
say,
right.
Bro, you got a gangster ass name. Some of us ain't blessed with that. Like,
yeah.
I would
Martin Malota,
yeah. I wouldn't want to roll cool. my government. I, yeah. it's
me neither.
I got the
worst
shiny
government
about that motherfucker at all. So
mine's worse for the whole fucking room.
You think so?
I don't know.
I
you
think
got
I
the
got
coolest
that.
Motherfucking
I was
last
say,
name out of all.
Yeah, Mac is kind
of
cool. I think I'm last.
Oh, I think that's bullshit.
Okay, whatever. My shit sucks. But yeah,
yeah Major's real name sounds like a baseball player or something.
Oh, he does.
It
oh,
ain't
shit.
Even that cool.
Maybe cricket. I'm just fucking
baseball.
I'm just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you because you set the stage. I had to
that's
do
what
it.
Happened.
No, I
had to knock the cricket ball out of the park.
Sound like a baseball player.
Yeah,
I like
but,
that.
Well, thank you. But yeah, I wouldn't even rank it that high. So, but your oh, shit, I'm rocking.
Probably an
with
Ohio thanks, State bro. Baseball player. No,
yeah, it's too soon, man.
I'm sorry, man.
It's too soon to still even open. Hear that.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't
yeah.
even.
Honestly, man, the game is taking place tonight, so motherfuckers, tell me who the fuck wins.
Oh shit,
it's the semifinals, man. So we oh, should shit. Be there. But anyway, that's some shit I want to leave behind, and we gonna talk about that.
Hell yeah,
when we get to it. So
hell yeah,
y'all want to do music? Then we gonna come
yeah.
back with the shit we want to push behind. Mm-hmm. And what we looking forward to, right?
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's 2017. It's we on the verge of a new year. This is our Happy New Year's episode.
Hell
we about
yeah.
to get it popping.
Yeah.
Drink time.
Ollie Wait, Vegas time.
Throw them up, baby.
What's the name of the song? Is Ollie Vegas? What's the name of the song?
Yeah.
The Art of Building Empires?
It
That's
is.
That's right.
Let's
Produced
do it.
By?
Little Vic.
He
Little
still
Vic.
Got it, too, man.
Oh, shit.
Ollie been around
Cheers,
for a long
brothers.
Time, bro. Cheers, y'all.
Throw them yeah. back.
Drink
Happy New Year, everybody.
Wrap up this fucked up year.
Hey, be safe.
Send the archers. Let's go. A new king, new way to do things. New bling to symbolize the new reign. Let's get straight a few things. All critics, when you interview King, don't mention the clue thing. All stats, let them rest.
streets go, let them know they safe with me, like where the cheddar rest. Nevertheless, I stay better than best. That's how I keep my opposition embedded in stress. Let the dons know they can keep their lease in New York, but I will inherit the rest. The trafficking, the swipers, the dope packaging, all the CDs that sold by the Africans. And one more thing, let them know, Vic, I will not ask again.
But what about the rappers wearing dresses?
Rappers was looking real bitch, but now that I'm back, they gotta regain their focus like they was Will Smith. The wrist sprinkle, fans writing letters to Kris Kringle. They say Vague is a real gift. I used to rap for the radio, now it's for the radars. Not rights, two dope boys, the DJ Boots and that Piffs. Microphone bullies, all the dot-coms that keep the blocks warm. Fans wanna lynch me like Marshawn. I got a Selma movement for the new king. They'll march on till we reach there. Tell Esco heaven just might be a mile away. And tell Jan be a good time to visit that beach chair. I ain't flexing on them, I'm just switching direction on them. Been sent indirects to warn them. Now I'm in a face, all hell a new king. Now I'm in a place, now I'm in a face. All hell a new king, now I'm in a place. Now I'm in a face, all hell a new king. Now I'm in a place, now I'm in a face. Face, face.
Republic is in the hands of madmen. This is a dark day, and I stand at a fork in the road. They have declared that I am a criminal. They have declared, in effect, that all of you also are criminals. I can go home with my sword in my hand and run those maniacs to the Tarpeian Rock.
Geronimo was the motherfucking man.
Oh, man.
And Royal Flush, man. I remember, dun, dun, dun. Yo, Mark, did y'all listen to Royal Flush?
Shit.
I didn't listen to Royal Flush.
Royal Flush was my dude. Mike G was my dude. Yo, Queens used to be so fucking thorough. Like,
who you guys are saying? A+, Mike Geronimo.
Yeah, we're talking about Ollie Vegas, though.
A+, yeah. Royal Flush, Mike Geronimo. Yeah, but yeah, like Ollie Vegas was.
Go back in your archive, children. Dude. Listen, look for the song called The Specialist by Ollie Vegas. Change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. He was en route to being that dude, right? I mean, it seemed like it.
I felt like he was next in line at one point.
So who's better, Dave East or Ollie Vegas?
Ollie Vegas.
See what happens?
Yeah.
That's where we are.
Oh, are we doing that again?
No, we don't have to do that.
Shit.
We do that every episode.
For real.
That's so unfair,
I mean,
too,
no, people get so
people
mad.
People are trying to bring it.
They get so mad, and they'll be like, oh, well, you can't compare. Dude, like.
Do we sound grumpy, though? It's like the best you got to offer.
We just want quality. We just want quality.
The best you got to offer, we named that cat, and then we put him up against somebody that was like on the B squad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or even the C squad.
That was on the verge, but never made it.
Should be able to uphold.
But that cat is better bars-wise than...
I'm not bringing out Big L, for crying out loud.
I just want blueberries in my oatmeal, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, dude.
There we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No doubt.
Yo, man, it's going to be the new year, and we're talking about... We need to...
What you going
to
flush away?
What are we going to do? Speaking of flush.
Yeah, I got some shit I want
to
get.
We need to come up with a list of things... That we want to leave in 2016.
Who wants to kick it off? Go
Let's
ahead.
Get this thing going.
Well, I already left one thing behind, my old rap name. Done. Next.
Very good. First started. Me, Michigan, Ohio State game. Done.
Oh, leave that one in 2016.
I have to.
Harambe,
I'm still mad about it.
You got to leave Harambe.
Dick's out for Harambe. Man, that shit is terrible. Dick's
got to leave that behind.
You ain't never heard that shit?
Oh, man.
It was a
what
movement.
What about the plastic bottle flips?
Oh, you got to
flipping
that shit.
Yeah, flipping bottles is a big competition.
We gotta say bye.
And it's done.
Jesus. And you were actually saying hashtag challenges in general.
The challenges.
Mannequin
challenge, ice water challenge. I know it's for good cause. Fucking, what else is there?
Bottle flip shit.
Yeah. All the dance challenges and shit.
Burn your face off challenge. Stick your dick in a nail challenge.
The So Gone challenge. You use a shitty beat and then fucking let me rap over it. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
It's not a good challenge.
Oh, my God.
Don't do that.
Get that out of there. All right, man. This one was an epic thing, and it was it consumed everybody's life. Yo, leave the election in 2016.
That's a good idea.
I'm done with it, man.
Gotta move on.
Yeah, I gotta move on. I gotta live life. We'll see where shit go, but I'm done talking about the past. It's
100%. Yeah,
it
I agree.
Happened.
Yep, can we leave Little Yachty in 2016?
That would be nice.
I would love to leave Little Yachty.
That would be dope. Love that.
No doubt.
Just garbage non-bars having motherfuckers. Just can we just leave you back, man?
Like, and I don't know if I want to leave the dab.
Or
I think the dab's kind of
like
funny.
The dab.
I like
it's kind of funny.
I like the dab.
Dabbing is cool.
We keep the dab.
I think it's funny.
I like the Millie Rock, too.
I don't know what the Millie Rock is.
It's all right.
Rock it out. Let's see.
I'm Millie Rock right outside your house, bro.
Oh, shit.
Any block.
Freaking me out, man. Neighbors are going to get angry.
What else is there?
Oh, man, dude. There's some... Let me
think. Leave something behind. The Palace of Auburn Hills.
Oh, shit. The Joe Louis Arena.
Yeah, bro.
And the Joe Louis Arena.
Yeah.
We're leaving our own local sports teams.
Yep.
Every team
homeless.
Every team will be in the D, though.
Yes,
that's cool.
That's a good thing. That's cool. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Also, at the same time, the Palace is a dope venue, and
it was. And they just spent a whole bunch.
Where
of
they
money
sending
on that
the Pistons?
Yeah, that motherfucker just got renovated like 5 years ago, bro.
It's like the fucking it's the Pontiac Silverdome all over.
I hope not.
Actually, they said they're going to demolish this immediately. I think they're going to build a new mall there.
Why they going to crush it?
I don't know.
It's a really nice venue.
I guess I heard recently that the property that it's on is worth more than the actual venue.
Wow.
Really?
And it kind of makes sense because it's fucking huge.
Is it blowing up there?
The biggest parking lot I ever seen in my life.
It is. Yo, you can fit all the...
You can fit a whole city.
There is no off-site parking.
Where are they
going to
put the Pistons?
They're going downtown with the Red Wings.
Where?
Red Wings, same arena.
Oh,
yeah, we're in the big leagues now, like the big cities.
No,
heard people complaining. I'm like, welcome to the fucking big boy league, man. The Staples Center. You got the Lakers, Clippers, Kings. Yeah. They're all in the same place. Madison Square Garden.
They just put they just put some plywood over the ice and you play the game.
Nah, they bring the shit.
I'm just fucking with you.
There's a big process, man.
No, that shit's crazy. I mean, but yeah, that's what it takes, man.
What else can we leave behind? There's a lot of things. Celebrity deaths, man. Everybody dying.
Oh, Prince.
Everyone's dying.
Sad. Bruh. Can we ring the
leave
bells?
The Grim Reaper. Can we leave the Grim Reaper behind?
Let's ring the bells.
The bells, man. Can we leave behind all the fucking deaths of... I mean, it's too many people to name, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Prince, we had... did Muhammad Ali die this year?
Yes.
Yes.
Who else died this year?
David Bowie.
David Prince. Bowie.
Abe Vigoda.
Yeah, man. It goes on
Snape.
And on. Yo.
Snape.
I'm not even into that.
Why'd you say Snape?
Snape died.
Oh, my God. He said Snape.
Homeboy from Earth, Wind, and Fire died.
Was this the worst
Apollo
year
Creed
celebrity
trainer? Remember
celebrity
him?
Deaths?
The actor.
My man
he
Duke.
Died.
Yeah, throwing the towel.
Yeah, he died.
Yo, John Glenn died.
Yeah.
Glenn Frey died. I didn't know Glenn Frey died.
Bro.
Shit, Florence Henderson's hot ass died.
Florence Henderson died. Zsa Gabor died.
Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke just died.
How did the dad from Growing Pains die?
I don't, man.
That's terrible.
World Don't Move to the beat of Just One Drum.
Leonard Cohen died. Merle Haggard. I didn't know he died. Oh, shit. Gene Wilder died.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Gene Wilder, man.
There's more. Keep going. Gary Shandling passed.
What?
AKA Larry Sanders.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Shit.
This year, I'm telling you, bro.
Grim Reaper was out.
This past year,
yeah,
was
two
the
seconds.
Worst
Arnold
shit.
Palmer died this year?
Yeah.
Palmer passed away, man.
Fuck. This is a shitty
went
year.
Went to the bar and drank Arnold Palmer's like and paying homage. That shit was that's a big deal.
God,
that's sad, man.
Damn, man.
There's more.
Unreal.
It is unreal.
I'm trying to pull up a full list. Like,
what about Fife Dog?
Fife Dog. Oh my God, Fife Dog died.
I'm saying, bro, it was. What's the one year where Michael Jackson passed? When we were, you know, everyone was like, "Damn, this year."
Oh,
because there's a lot that year too.
I think.
But in that year, it seemed like, oh man, when is this gonna stop? But this year, I've never seen anything
that shit hurt though.
Close,
Michael. Michael was that was tough.
That was
a tough
big
one to stomach, man.
Abe Vigoda. Did you already call her Abe Vigoda?
I did.
Yeah.
A couple years later, Amy Winehouse passed. That was sad too because she was so young, full of promise and shit.
Doris Roberts died. That's the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond. Died.
Wow.
I didn't know that. Patty Duke died.
Yeah, Patty Duke.
Damn.
Passed. Yep.
That's what I'm saying,
some
man.
Big fucking names.
Muhammad
this year.
Ali, we already did that.
Some
bro.
Big names this year. Crazy.
Fuck, so it's a lot, bro. I mean, shit, we can do.
Fidel Castro died.
Fidel Castro passed.
Yeah.
I mean,
was gonna say, man. I think a lot of people is kind of okay with that.
We can leave that 2016
album. I was like, what?
Yeah. What's that?
I thought he died already.
Yeah,
because he was sick as
he's
fuck.
He's been sick as fuck for years.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe since we're about to get cigars and all that shit, that he was gone.
For real.
Joe Garagiola died.
Really?
Didn't know that.
Damn. So it's bad.
It's bad.
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
I mentioned
that. We mentioned Zsa Zsa. Shit. Yeah. And her cop slapping self.
Billy Paul died this year.
Who's Billy Paul?
Fucked up. Mrs. Jones.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right, so we're down, and it's time to go positive.
Who else died? I'm just joking.
Dude, the list is massive.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
Can you imagine how long the Grammys and the Oscars are going to be next year just from the fucking in memoriam section?
Oh, they're going to go to commercial and come back.
I'm telling you, man.
That shit's still going to be rolling.
Somebody's going to be singing some shit live. Man. There's going to be like two, three performers terrible. During that time.
You know what's sad is like a lot of these people who die, like, at their age,
yes.
Like their funerals are not going to be nearly as big as they would have been if they would have died younger.
Or in a different year, because Prince.
I was going to say, yeah, man, motherfuckers.
Yes, seriously.
Yeah, the Hollywood guys going to be like, I got decisions Prince. To make, motherfucker. Yeah, yeah
David Bowie passed, and then Prince passed, and they were like, man, we got to go to that one, too.
Gene Wilder dies, and he's like, God damn it, seriously, guys, this year? Fuck.
Gene Wilder's my dude, though, man. Like, see no nothing. Evil, hear no evil, man. That's what I don't know why I love that movie
Young
so much,
Frankenstein,
bro.
Fucking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
You got nothing.
That's
you lose. Good day, sir. Oh shit! Throw that clip.
That's what he said to him,
dude, man.
Yeah, he did. Poor guy, man.
He's that fucking guy.
Can we get a little upbeat about it? At least
we
can
have
we make
to.
Light
so
of
what,
the situation.
So what are we looking forward to? So let's transition out of what's bad. There's a lot of shit we want to leave.
Tupac back.
Now Tupac is. Yo, he's
what do we want in 2016?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right? And he's the lead nominee for hip hop.
Yeah. So
because hip hop is kind of hot, at least in the rock and roll world, over the last 5 years, I would say.
Why is that?
It's happening.
I think protests. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Is that what it is?
It was ignored. Yo, Run DMC
was the first
right?
Year?
In 2009?
No, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
They were in?
07.
Was it?
Oh, you got the list? Good.
Yeah.
Because I can't find
good.
It.
Good. All right. 07. So they skipped two. And then.
Wow,
nine.
Grandmaster Flash. That's good.
Yeah, that is good.
The message.
That is good.
But why are we on like every. Like, they skipped a couple years.
Yeah, then 2009 was Run DMC.
See? And then there's a hiatus. I think 2010 had someone too. And then there was a little bit of a.
2000
a dry spot.
And. No, I don't see anybody for 2010.
No?
No.
When was Beastie Boys in?
Unless you want to count.
2009.
Yeah. I'm white, so that's embedded
it.
In my brain.
Nah, I missed it. No, Beastie Boys, 2012.
See, I told you.
All right. So, yeah, man, but it's like intermittent when it comes to.
It is.
You know.
Public Enemy was 2013. Sorry.
Yeah, so why is hip-hop in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Do they have any R&B artists? And why is hip-hop accepted?
They do. They have, like, Bill Withers.
Yeah, Bobby Womack, Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
It's a weird mix-up, man.
So rock and roll, what do we consider rock and roll? Just pop music? But that goes against what rock and roll is all about.
Yeah, I was reading about how their process goes. So what they do is they have, like, a committee that picks a list of people, like a list of 12, and then they send it out to rock and roll heads, air quotes. They send it out to all these rock and roll aficionados for them to vote.
Like the Heisman.
Okay.
Yeah, and they all vote. And that's it. That's how they pick the top five or whatever.
I'm not too mad because it seems like in chronological order you got some of the heavy hitters.
Yeah. I think what's happening. What was the first one? When was
Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five? 2007.
Yeah. So it's almost like it feels like okay when you think about it when hip hop started with like 70s or whatever. It's just now getting to the point where it's like okay the people who were
random,
getting
though.
Their ages getting in where it's
it is
random
because like, Chicago got in last year. Or this, yeah, just last year, 2016.
So
yeah.
We're still working on the 70s. When
Bill Withers, 2015.
Music.
They're not chronological, is what you're saying.
No, it might be more like the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Where you get on the first ballot, second ballot, whatever, and they end up voting you in, and maybe they have only so many spots.
So
I wonder how they justify it. Do they justify it like an impact you had on the genre?
It sounds like it's just votes.
So
whoever's voting.
So we're up to Pac as far as hip-hop is concerned.
Yeah, who else could we put in?
Which is exciting.
You can't mention Pop without mentioning
Big.
Big.
Yeah.
Because they go.
That's going to be tough, man.
For New York, Big, man.
It's going to be tough.
See, what's crazy, I could never see Jay-Z being in this crowd.
100%
he'll be. Oh, he will be in there. No,
I just can't ever
question.
See him being
I
in
think
there.
He'd be in there before Biggie.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he has to be just based on his catalog.
Do, based
so
on the
Biggie,
catalog
so is that the thing? So Biggie's never going to get his due just because of the lack of catalog.
No, he's
like.
Probably going to be in there. I think they're going to have to give it to him because of his influence. Because without Biggie, there's no Jay-Z at this magnitude. Jay-Z, I mean, besides borrowing bars, I mean.
No, Jay-Z capitalized. That sounds wrong, but he benefited.
But he was also, yeah.
Yeah.
He was influenced by his peer.
But
Biggie
like,
Small.
Was Jay-Z like a really shift, like a person who shifted the movement, shifted yes. the genre? Would you yes. say that? Really?
Yes.
Oh, without question.
He was a wave rider, but he also fucking took that wave and surfed on it better than anybody else.
Hell yeah, man.
Because even the guy that we love probably more than Jay-Z in Nas from a strictly, you know,
see, I can see Nas being
there's
here
a
before
great
Jay-Z.
Well, Nas being
I don't,
on rock
I don't
and roll,
think
okay.
he'll make it.
You don't think Nas?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I think he deserves it.
Yo, if Nas can't get in,
I think he deserves it. But
if Eminem gets in and Nas doesn't, there's a problem.
There's a very good chance of that happening.
Yeah,
just,
I'm shocked
M
isn't in already.
That's true. Yeah, but that's just a racial thing.
He'll be in there.
But see, I could see Eminem getting in because he was a huge game changer, even though Vanilla Ice exists. But
that's
like
what
Eminem,
I'm saying about Nas. When was he a game changer? Illmatic? That's to us, but not to the general rock and roll public. They'll look at If I Ruled the World and say, yeah, he should probably get in there because that was a big record. You know,
if they look at it that way.
Wu-Tang Clan?
I mean, for me, yeah, they should be in there, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think
they
changed the game.
100% changed the game.
I think they have to be in there because
it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though. This is not my fucking, not my realm.
We need to get a spokesperson from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the phone and figure out what the process is.
That would be fucking amazing.
That would be amazing.
I would love to apply some pressure. I guarantee they don't give a fuck what we think, but I would love to like put them.
I'm
going to
get Sean Price up in that bitch. Watch. Sean Nice.
For real.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, that's dope shit.
Wu-Tang is a fucking great point because they did change the game.
They did.
Completely.
Man.
Yeah.
And I felt like Wu-Tang and Nas went hand in hand because they came out in that same era where the West Coast was fucking starting to just run life.
True.
And then all of a sudden they were like, we got something to say.
Will Cube get in there separate from NWA or you think he's all set?
He definitely should.
See, that's why NWA is supposed to be in there because they changed everything.
Cube,
they
did. Yeah, but they did. Cube was
Public Enemy too, though. That's why Public Enemy probably got in first.
Yeah.
Cube was an icon, though.
I'm shocked that fucking Herc isn't in. Fuck. Herc or like KRS-One? Not KRS-One. I mean like
BDB
Herc or... Yeah, like Boogie Down or even like...
I don't think they'll be in.
They were too cultural, man. Yeah. They were. They didn't transcend, and they didn't.
Rakim always kept it too real.
It could be Herc.
He might not get it.
Like Herc should be in there. Herc and then Grandmaster Flash. Oh, but then again, they probably knew that he likes Lil Wayne and Chris Brown. So they were like, "Fuck that."
Wheezy and Breezy. Oh man,
that was so.
Take
weird.
It easy,
dude. Did you see a hip hop show on Netflix yet?
I haven't.
Fantastic,
dude. Hip Hop Evolution, but like he's so cognizant and like aware and. Shit, when we were talking to him, he was drunk or something. Because the interview they have with him on there, he's like, "Yes, this is where
it all
started."
Did he like different people?
Huh?
Or was he still on the same?
Nah, man, it was different. He sounded like the Godfather.
Yeah,
he was like, "Nah,
he was owning it
over here." And while we were
what
doing
year
this,
did
they
film
this?
This the recent, more recent than we interviewed.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Yeah. He was on some Vicodins or something.
He was like, fuck that. Remember that? He was like, fuck that.
He was on some Xanax. Maybe he trolled us.
Yeah, bro.
Maybe he trolled us. Maybe it wasn't him.
That would be hilarious. He pulled a mad villain on us, what's his name on us?
MF Doom?
MF Doom on us.
It was Cool Herb.
Cool.
Crazy.
Cool Herbie Hancock.
We were sitting here thinking there was no Santa Claus after that shit happened.
Dude, that shit, I think we stopped doing the show for a year. Wasn't it?
Back. Yeah, that documentary brought us together, so everybody watch it.
Yeah.
No doubt, man. Let's jump to some music. We'll come back.
Let's go with Odyssey, man. Fucking just come on.
Things.
Let's
things.
Be happy.
Things.
Yes.
Let's give people things to be fucking happy.
My mind when I wake up. All my time try to take up. If I could save up money like worry, I'd be a rich man, but sorrow plague much. I done made up the fiction that I'm a center of a system causing the day rust. Center stage in the monologue player, me in the audience all in my makeup. What a view when it's all for the show. Assuming that I'm doing what you already know. I think I'm in the middle of a palm, every globe, everybody trying to steal what I already own. But open this life for you all but alone. The feeling that you are is a problem, condone. It's the sunlight at the spotlight that we hold like it's one light and we cuff tight till it's gone. One candle on the cake trying to take it. So set sail on a race trying to take one. We are all faves in the chips that we place in. Better build self, anybody else cave in. So I'm holding on the pressure like it's all mine. Let it sweat, it's just the way I keep the floor shine. Everybody queued up in the long grind, thinking that we next to the shoreline.
Things gonna get through, yeah. Things gonna get through, yeah. Things gonna get through, yeah. Things gonna get through.
I want a lot more things. Biggie try to tell me what a lot more bring. A headstrong man that take a lot more strain. Seeing pleasure in the presence of a lot more pain. It's like I'm in the plot of a horror flick scene. And I'ma run towards what I thought of her screens. Cause draw me like a self-portrait. Blank paper trying to fill it with a lot more green. Make life and a life worth living is a life worth giving to a fight for dreams. When your schemes matter more than the next man's, and the next man's matter more than the rest, then we all forget that we are not all things. So I'ma take time in the line. All those behind me can chill. But if I was last, I'd probably be the first one to whine, for real.
They ain't going through, yeah. They ain't going through, yeah. They ain't going through, yeah. They ain't going through.
Trying to be the matador in a pit of bull. Trying to gather our status in the masses. Looking at the glass like that's pitiful. I ain't seeing what you're seeing, cause your problems ain't my problems. How you solve them, really, I don't even care. Putting pressure on my shoulders, they ain't really there. But I know you see it when you stare.
Things
are
going through, yeah. Things are going through, yeah. Things are going through.
Another thing I want to leave in 2016,
things.
Bro.
What's that?
Motherfucking J. Cole album For Your Eyes Only.
Hey, mother.
Can we review that real quick?
I want to leave the reviews behind. I want to leave the album behind. I don't ever want to talk about it again.
Yeah, because it wasn't worth talking about again. It was sleepy.
The build up. And then... Nothing happened.
It's not the wackest album. In my opinion, it wasn't the worst album that I heard last year. Not saying that, but for all the hype and build up, you said it countless times. For all of that, it made it whack as fuck.
It was the worst album to me.
Wow.
What
worst album 2016 for me?
Is that on your list as well?
Was that yours?
Mr. Steal My Thunder?
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Oh, my bad.
100%.
I'm so sorry. We'll cut that out.
All right.
No, you don't have to cut it out. What just happened? When did you add that to your worst albums of 2016?
It's on my list.
Check the time on it.
It doesn't matter. You beat
it
me to it.
It does matter. I want to win.
You win.
I want to win.
I'm going to concede. I don't
like
give a
losing.
Shit. You've won.
No, nobody wins because we had to fucking sit through that album more than once.
No.
Damn, y'all must really, though? The worst album of joint. That's.
I mean, one of them.
But I guess about the buildup and the response by people and people getting so fucking hyped up after hearing it. And then I'm like, shit, maybe I need to hear this shit. And then I heard it and then I didn't like it. And then people are like, why didn't you like it? Do you even listen to what
Do you
Jay
even
Cole's
know hip hop, bro?
Do you understand what Cole's saying?
Please don't tell me.
Do you understand the bars?
You comment.
Yeah, multiple people. And that's how people are talking about. You got to really listen to J. Cole.
Oh.
Like, nah, man, I understand. He's saying faux clothes. He might mean it literally. But
no,
he's
you
also
listen to
saying
J. Cole,
like
but you can't hear J. Cole.
Oh, that's a clue.
Yeah, man. Please do.
You're listening to Jimmy, but you can't hear Jimmy.
It's bullshit.
Motherfuckers.
Bullshit. They're acting like he got some kind of like Wu-Tang bars to decipher or some shit. Oh,
man.
Some kind of code or something.
He sounded...
It's very straightforward.
Disinterested.
It's very straightforward, yeah. and the trajectory, that straightforward arrow just goes straight down. That's the problem.
Here's the only thing that I did like about the album. There was no really commercial hit. He didn't go for the clubs, which at first I was like, oh, that's refreshing.
It kind of did, though.
But I was like,
kind of did. I think like right off the rip, one of the tracks.
But I felt like if you get into like the further the album go, the more to me it got more into like mundane territory.
Which song was geared toward the club? The one where he's talking about crying, folding clothes, or which one was it?
There's one where
what's
literally
what's club worthy about
there's
that?
There's one where he's literally talking about the club that is a club song.
God damn.
100%. Deja Vu?
What was Up-Tempo on there?
Yeah. Deja Vu.
Oh, right. Everybody goes back
Deja
to that fucking
song. Deja Vu's a club
song.
You know what Deja Vu is? Deja Vu was being accused of ripping off. Man, we're talking about it.
Was that see the quote? That
that's
the
why
quota?
I
want
to leave this behind.
Was that meeting the quota?
Fuck this album.
That's why I want to leave this behind.
This album is Trump.
No, people talked about this Deja Vu song as something where his producer ripped it off from Bryson Tiller and them.
Okay.
And then I listened to the Bryson Tiller joint and I laughed because it is the exact same fucking beat. You know what the difference is?
Yeah, that's not a club. I don't think that's a club joint, but I
no,
know
but
exactly
that's fine.
The song you're talking
they
about
took
now.
Fucking,
yeah.
What's that song, My Boo?
Yeah.
That's what it is, right?
I think it's My Boo, or hold on. No, is it Shorty Swing My
Way? Shorty Swing My Way.
Yeah,
I was thinking My Boo because of fucking Running Man Challenge.
Yeah.
That's another challenge we're going to leave behind. Running
exactly.
Man Challenge.
We're going to leave that in 2016. Okay.
Yeah, and I like Bryson Tiller shit better than
I did too.
I like J. Cole shit.
I did too.
You low key. Yeah,
I did
like,
too. That shit was crazy.
You had it first. So
and I'm not into that shit either. I'm like, what is this fucking ultra fucking soft, wet, white music? And it was still dope though, compared to that bullshit.
Yeah. Said wet white. Fuck
wet white.
For real.
Get your wet wipes.
I agree
wet wipes.
Wholeheartedly, bro.
Get your wet wipes.
Get your wet wipes.
Get your wet wipes.
It's time for a fucking drink, man.
Oh shit. Time to get our stash box.
What are we stash boxing today?
Woo. Oh shit.
Knock knock.
Yours. Who's there?
Death's door.
Oh shit.
Damn.
What's this for? Man, you always got a theme. This is what I love about this dude. He's got a theme.
But listen.
Yes.
Everyone died.
Yes.
So this is in.
And we're next.
No, wait, what?
Not now.
Oh. Man.
But at some point we will all die. There's a vodka called Death's Door. And it got a rating of like 98% or some wild shit.
Yes.
So I said, shit. We got to have this.
This is in memory of?
In memory of 2016. But also because it's supposed to be a very, very, very good vodka.
It's out of Wisconsin.
Out of Wisconsin.
What kind of vodka is it? Like potato, grain, what is
grain,
it?
Grain vodka. It says here that Death's Door Vodka. Death's Door Passage separates Washington Island from the Wisconsin mainland. On the island, farmers grew. No, I'm not going to read all that. But for real, I'll finish. Grow two unique varieties of hard red winter wheat that thrive in the maritime climate.
Huh.
So
damn.
It applies to this time of year also because it's cold as fuck out this motherfucker.
Yeah.
40% alcohol, Washington Island, Wisconsin. I know nothing about it, never tried it. It comes with a cork, which is exciting.
Oh shit, that means they're special.
Yeah, I shot a picture, man. People was like, don't do it. People was looking at Death's Door, especially coming off 2016.
Yeah, check out Major HH and Live the Basement on Instagram. You see a picture of it, so you know where to get it, what to look for when you go to get it. Hopefully it's
Big
delicious.
Mac.
What are you mixing with? What are we doing? What do you have?
I think we should try the vodka on its own first.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea just because they're acting like they're, you know.
No bullshit. This smells
kind of sores.
Like, this smell. All right, so you may mention this. All right, this it sounds lame.
It smells very clean.
You may mention that it might have vanilla notes.
That's what it said in the description of the rating thing.
What's the percentage?
Is 40. It
40? Okay.
Okay.
Smooth as
oh,
fuck.
Oh, that's smooth as shit.
I know it's smooth.
There, oh, no bite. I don't get any bite.
Zero. Zero bite.
Can I do a little bit more?
Yeah, because we're going to make a drink here that I invented.
Yeah, anytime the vodka, man, I'm not doing a Harlem Shake after it. That's a good motherfucking sign, bro. That's cool with me.
That's shocking.
I'm going to call this, we're going to call this drink last year.
All right.
Call it last year. I'm mixing with this right now is some Simply Lemonade, the blueberry variety. A blueberry lemonade.
Blueberry.
And Death's Door Vodka.
Shit looks amazing.
It just seems right. You know, the blueberries, it's like a dark juice. Been a dark year.
You should do a cooking show, dude.
Yeah, man.
Two shots of vodka.
Every time. Two shots of vodka.
So we'll put them up. Cheers to last year.
Amen.
Let's get it. What say you
Cheers,
guys?
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, man.
Look at that. There's pulp in here.
2016. That's how you know it's real.
That's a victory for me, man.
Oh, that's outstanding. My friends.
I'll take a...
That's victorious.
That's a successful stash box, my friends. That's amazing. Victorious.
That's a good way to close out 2016 right there, man.
I like it.
We're moving on to good things.
Good stuff.
Bigger and brighter things. It's a new year. We opened Death's Door and we said... Oh, yeah, bitch. We're live. We ain't dead yet.
No doubt. No doubt. Okay.
Yeah. We ain't got cut though.
2016 sucked.
This is the best year of my life.
Is it really?
100%. Hands down.
To my albums.
Hold on. No, wait.
No, I'm just saying.
This is going to be interesting. There's total, like,
no,
fucking
it's not interesting.
Polarity.
No, fucking. I just think it's so crazy, though, because I keep hearing, man, all the celebrity deaths, which fucking sucks. I'm not going to lie. And everybody says, worst year. It's the best year of my life so far.
Personally.
Yeah, personally. It was the best fucking year of my life.
That was good for you, sir. You're in the minority.
This guy on my left.
At least according to my...
Hey,
like,
I've had some bad years, man.
I can tell you...
This is the best year of my life.
I'm not wearing major shoes, and I can tell you this is one of the worst years.
I've been there.
You having a good one? That's cool. It's good. I don't even mean that in a condescending way.
GFY.
I mean, listen...
Good for you, bro.
Motherfucker in his head. Motherfucker.
Good for you, bro. Not even say goodbye after this. Walk to our cars, not say a word. Might get a text later.
I hope you had a good night.
Man.
Hope you had a good night, motherfucker.
It's on the up and up, man. I'm looking forward to 2017.
Yo, Martin, Mola One. Hope you had a motherfucking good night. He's going to be mad.
I get it, bro. So 2001 was the year with 9/11, right? That's the year I got married. I was like on cloud nine.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bad year.
For a lot of people.
Yeah.
And like that's like everyone's under a reign of terror. I had no.
That's
terror.
A good point. That was one of the worst years of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah. For me, I was like
not as bad as the people in the building and shit, but or the plane. But
so I totally get it, man. It's all on which side of the coin you on.
100%.
Yeah.
Lost my job. But
man, with 2017, man, it's going to get beautiful.
I fucking hope so. I will say this, man.
I hope it doesn't get any lower.
Because, I hope this is floor for me. This was, I'm in the basement, man. Like
I can tell you this.
And this is my new floor. It's awesome. I'm just saying, man.
If this shit right now, this room is my fucking ceiling, I'm cool. Because I've been in the gutter.
But, this is the thing, though. This is from the outside looking in. You, at the risk of, whatever. You look better than I've ever known you. And you seem like more upbeat than I've ever known you. Yeah. Outside of maybe like sometimes, but for the majority, like you've been more upbeat, positive, and you look better than you've ever looked from the first fucking day that I knew you.
No, I mean,
I'm
just laughing because I'm just flashing back to what you said. My life is in shambles.
It doesn't look that way.
I was like,
you did a good job.
You look good. You sound good.
I feel good. I mean, it's like physically, I feel great.
Yeah.
It's the, it's the emotional. It's the,
I know, man.
Everything that goes fucking in between and around it. Yeah, but.
I've been there not too long ago, man. I ain't even gonna lie. And I've been there many, many times.
It's a fucking roller coaster.
It is, dude. It is. It's fucking crazy. But in a lot of ways, I am happy to see 2016 go behind us. I had some fucking crazy changes that just happened this year or this past week. But we'll see what that fucking, we'll see what the future holds. I'm just trying to be as optimistic as possible.
I ain't gonna lie though, man. For me personally, even though I was going through hell, I get strength off of looking at like you and, you know, you guys like taking a big step in your life and moving forward. No, but
it's exciting to see.
I'm not one of them dudes that sits back and like, well, my year's shit, so I'm not gonna like nothing. Right, I'm not right, gonna. Right, yeah, right. No, I mean, I'm commenting. I'm like, yo, I love to see it, bro.
Motherfucker was really driving a motherfucking Lamborghini.
Nah, man, dude, I just wish I was there. I'm like, shit.
I know.
I can use that shit right about now.
We're going back.
Are you?
We're going back. Shit. Look, let's all go back. Let's all go back. Let's all go back. We're trying to get helicopters next time.
Mark, here we go.
True story.
Yeah. I'm just
I want to be in those Instagrams.
Don't be a hater because that's what makes your shit go worse.
We're going to dive out of helicopter.
Oh, that's the plan. Shit. Now he's out. Really? Now he's out.
He's like fucking Dave's boss.
He's like, okay, I'm out.
Can I be a motherfucker that like shoves y'all like, you know, there's always a dude that like
deuces.
Yeah, like
always
like,
with the headset on and shit.
Yeah, like, are you ready for him? Ready? Hey, see you. And I'll put y'all there.
4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 Boom.
For real, man.
Fucking 2016, man.
Helicopter, real, man.
Helicopters, dude. I'm in.
We're doing it.
I'm in.
We're going to have a helicopter
shit, man.
Race.
Flights to Florida are cheap as shit, man. I'm in. If you ever invite me down, I'm going.
We're
going
to figure it out.
We're going to figure it out.
Figure it out.
It's Let's cheap. Do it, Florida's cheap as moves. Fuck. Man. Hmm.
All right.
So favorite albums of 2016. You want to go there or you want
to
go
who
worst?
Who wants to go first? Are we going to go best or worst? I feel like I was just speaking on worse? Some negative. Let's.
Worst was easy.
Go ahead, lean in.
We already did it,
but the people ain't heard it yet, though. Unless we go, are we keeping it?
They've heard it many times.
They've heard it many times.
Oh, you said it was the worst on the episode?
I don't know. Many times.
Clarify. Yeah,
I don't know.
Put that.
I've said
put
it.
Put a dagger in it.
Once again, this is gonna be the bit. I feel like
damn.
We're not gonna be able to leave this motherfucker behind, are we?
J. Cole about to call in.
Go fold
man,
clothes.
Man.
We're gonna do laundry, motherfuckers. Man,
that shit was gay.
With the build up, no the fucking homo, excitement, no the anticipation, the hope that I bestowed upon this young man. I was so fucking excited based on what I heard in the past.
Yeah,
and we just regressed again. And that's what made me sad about it.
You had all kinds of ragrats.
From like fucking day one, it just kept going backwards. We're talking about J. Cole, For Your Eyes Only. It just, my man, the projects keep getting worse for me, and it's annoying, and it makes me sad because I...
Thank you. You said something key.
It makes me so sad.
Do you feel like his career, musically, just strictly album, is... It's not... Jump
going
it's,
the wrong direction.
It's 100% slow.
No progression.
Grade, and I feel 100%. Like we're at the
going backwards, man.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah, thank you.
This feels
thank
like
see, I never. Feels, when he said, "Yeah,
no one
it
ever
feels like the bottom."
Shit.
I don't think.
I hope that's bottom.
But he. What's funny is if you watch the videos and shit, he feels like he's at the top of his game.
Yeah, I just came out of party though with some of my millennial friends, man. I'll be the old cat at the party, man.
Mm-hmm.
But they picked my brain for now, but they love to argue with me.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you didn't like? I'm like, mean what I said. I ain't like the
bar's
album.
Fucking low, man. I don't think the bar could be lower.
I'm like the warm up.
Yeah,
dope. I'm like Cold
was
World.
Dope. Cold World was dope.
Born Center,
pretty fucking good.
I liked Born Center. Very I thought good. Born Center was dope.
Born Center was very good.
Forest Hills.
Forest Hills. Slide.
That was a big slide.
Here.
Even worse.
Even
this
worse.
Was a drop off, man.
And they wanted to argue with me, and they're like, "Wow!" And I'm like, "Man, dude, I know I'm hurting y'all feelings, but they're like, dude, like if you really want to go there, we can go track for track." But I don't know.
It's
man.
Not even worth the time, man.
Somebody I want to leave in 2016. Worst album of the year is that fucking Post Malone, dude.
Oh
God, if that guy would just like go away.
Post Malone was garbage.
If he would just go away, just disappear, just completely
it's not
disappear,
hip-hop, man.
I know, but he keeps getting lumped in there because he has cornrows. Seriously, this motherfucker was playing like he was on Jimmy Kimmel playing guitar, doing blues music on stage.
That was country. I heard
country.
That's a country song.
And it's like, dude, why? Because he has cornrows?
Listen,
And he has an accent?
Let's talk about another corny white guy with cornrows and gold teeth. I like Riff Raff more than him.
Yeah, oh, dude, take Riff Raff any day over
and
that.
I don't even like Riff Raff.
Yes. I got one, man, and this is one that we was talking about reviewing was fucking Absol. I don't like the fucking album.
Worst album of the year?
I can't connect with it on any level.
Is it because he's fucking quoting devil worshiper?
I mean, the devil worshiper shit is one thing, but it's just like, I feel like some people be too smart for their own fucking good. And I'm like, yo, don't outsmart yourself at its core, you're still making music, yeah, bro. You're supposed to be trying to connect with people. I feel like you're trying to, like, you're in some personal, I don't know what he's going for. Illuminati. Like, he's competing. Yeah, man. And he said one thing. There's a line he has about Kendrick. And he's like, how am I supposed to feel like such and such if I'm, how am I supposed to feel like standing next to King Kunta if I feel like Toby or some shit? It's Jesus some line. Christ. And I was like, well, I mean, that to me. And I don't know if that's literal or, but it's one of those albums where I can't tell what's literal or what are you.
Right.
Are you really saying you feel inferior or you feel like you're getting treated inferior by the powers that be around your organization?
Yep.
I don't know. It's one. I started banging my head. I'm like, I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about, bro. I can't fuck with. Stick to features. On features, Ab is
right.
A killer. Lyrically, he's a killer on that album, but I just... Yeah. I can't get behind the message. The production is fucking... I can't deal with it.
You know what's funny? He's almost like... It's almost like an artist who did this was John Mayer did this thing where he took over a radio station for a day and his album Continuum came out. And that was the reason I ever became a fan of the dude. And he went through track by track on his album and said, this is what I was thinking. This is what I was doing.
Like, genius.
It was great. And the whole point, the reason it was genius, because some of these motherfuckers like Absol are trying to be Stanley Kubrick.
Yes,
and a lot of people cannot figure that shit out.
Stand out. Mm.
And it's like, dude, when you try to do that.
That's not a bad thing. Wanting to stand out is right. Great quality. But
you can't, like, you gotta, you if you're gonna go that deep, you gotta, like, pull us with you a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
give
a tiny bit.
Give me some breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Hits. Like, what are you getting?
Or be literal. Or just stop being abstract and get literal with it.
But here's the thing, too, and I think we need to put a qualifier, because what we've said with just the first two things with J. Cole and Absol, are there worse albums than those two albums? Absolutely.
Of course.
Yes. We could have went with any of the mumble rap of 2016.
Absolutely.
It's true.
And labeled that.
Vert.
My point is...
Yachty and all the bullshit.
Yeah, but that's just not
Savage.
Even worth mentioning.
It's not on the radar.
What I'm saying.
Would you guys be mad if I said I want to leave Life of Pablo in 2016 as one of my worst albums?
Damn, yes. I cry foul.
Should I just segue?
You really going there with it? You hate that album that much?
Let's just segue. It's my number one album of 2016.
I need reasoning, though. Why you picked it?
Fuck, because I feel like he's... It's almost like how we feel about J. Cole. I was like, God, man, really? Like, fuck. I just don't feel it. Like,
I don't feel it.
I did. I just didn't feel it. Like, I don't feel it. Like, I don't believe it.
You ain't like nothing?
That was my number one.
Really?
It was my number one album of 2016.
Holy shit.
Hey,
you ain't like nada?
It was a pile of shit.
It was a banger. There was like two on that album that was like, all right. Damn. But it was such a letdown for me that I was just totally like out.
So I think that's the commonality is we were all... Everything we named is something that we were looking forward to that drastically let us down.
Yeah, that was a huge letdown for me. Yeah.
I was looking forward to it and I loved it. It's my number one album of the year.
But hey, man, I appreciate that.
I don't love it, but there's some redeeming qualities on that album. I'm just like, yo,
there's 19 tracks.
That's hot.
And it could be 12.
What did you have?
It could be 12.
That's the problem.
What was some of your best for 2016?
Well, Famous for one. Like, he's my off. I was singing Life of Pablo. For me, best album?
Yeah.
I went with, and I was kind of close on it. At first, I was going to go 1992 with The Game.
Oh, shit.
But that one's really, it's super hit or miss, man. When he hits hard. When he doesn't, he fails.
Wait, 1992?
Yeah. That's The Game. That's the album with...
Standing Out Ferraris and all that shit?
No, man. The one is it's the Marvin Gaye track. It's the kickoff. Savage Lifestyle.
That's the best song of the whole fucking
show. That's the best song of the whole
fucking
thing.
Is it fucked up that I haven't heard that album?
Yes.
Fuck.
You should have heard at least Savage
I think it's
Lifestyle.
Also fucked up that you're very musical. I'm not going to try and sell you on
no,
this.
No, go
you're
do
so
it.
Musical. You're so in tune with soul and the music and all that shit. And you just... I feel like you skimmed past Life of Pablo.
I did, 100%.
Give it another shot.
You're very dismissive, man.
Don't let me get a mini episode, motherfuckers.
There's more than two songs on there, bro. There's more than two.
I like 13 out of 19, and there's two skits.
All right. God damn.
Right. So what I'm going to say
is, why are we not reviewing this album?
I'm not trying to hit you with like a J. Cole, like, oh, you got to listen to Kanye. No, no, no. The bars aren't that good. The music's fucking great.
So listen to it from a sonic level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like bars wise, Kanye's kind of went off the reservation a little bit.
A couple songs are great.
You get some songs where you get
30 hours.
Yeah, and I don't need College Dropout Kanye from a bars perspective.
Right.
I appreciate some of Kanye's modern work, even if it's not conventional.
No doubt.
He's gotten off on his own tangent at times, but sometimes he still delivers.
Yep.
But there's times where he just loses it. But you're right. There's sometimes where the production is just fucking.
It's so good.
I'm not asking anybody to be conventional. I'm like, at least maintain some of the elements of like.
Of what you like, I heard.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
It's in there, man.
So I feel like maybe you skimmed through it.
Because the only reason I say this is because I know you. I'm not like a random J. Cole fan saying, like, did you listen? No, no, no.
Yeah.
I know you guys. I know that there's shit on there that you'd be like, oh, my God.
This motherfucker's a sales.
No.
No, there is, though.
I was surprised by what I heard. That you were like, okay. Oh, this is fucking garbage. I'm like,
I was turned off by the album initially. Initially, I did what you did. And then it was one of the trips to KZU. And me and Fro was in the whip.
That's what happened.
And this motherfucker was borderline wasted, and he kept playing trap. I was like, what the fuck? Beat it.
Yeah, man.
He's like, it's Life of Pablo, motherfucker. Yeah. He's like, I thought you said you listened to it. I was like, guess I didn't. I was like, shit. All right, I guess I need to listen closer.
That happened to me. I skimmed through it at one point, and then I was in Miami, and I fucking just listened to it. We were drinking and having a good time, and I'm like, this shit's fucking dope.
Yeah.
And everybody was feeling it.
So you had to be fucked up. Okay, I'll get fucked up when I listen to it.
I don't think you got to get fucked up, but you should be in a good mood, maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. For real.
You shouldn't be like, fucking Kanye, what is this bullshit?
That's basically what. Suck. No, man, that's what happens a lot. Be like, here we go, this motherfucker.
Yeah,
you can't go on with that approach.
Okay. Especially don't judge it by its cover, because it's the worst fucking album art probably ever.
It's a horror.
Like, MS
Paint. You got one big booty white chick.
There's nothing wrong.
Man, I don't know. Nothing wrong with that at all.
The format,
it's
the layout.
Fucking weird.
It's just the quality's
like,
horrible. You
understand.
Can't zoom in. Nothing.
Yeah. And I don't know who it is. Who is she?
Who knows? Maybe an old pick.
I'd like to know the answer. But yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, all right, man. So me, I went, because I'm not trying to copycat no one, but I went with Royce da 5'9".
Strong.
Layers.
Yeah.
Layers is.
Great album.
Solid. I wouldn't go great, because like I said, there was no fours this year in my book.
Yeah.
But it's a 3, 3.5. It's
Tabernacle.
In that thing. Tabernacle is the shit.
So great.
The song Layers with fucking Pusha. And I think, shit, who else is on
Pusha's
that? I think Ross is on that shit, too. Shit, Layers is a banger. Gotta Know, another banger.
Yeah.
There's some hot shit on there. And there's enough hot shit where I was like, all right, Royce, I feel you.
It's a standout.
And I will say that when he misses, they're not awful. It's like, I would have done this better. I would have done that. So, but it's not up to like Street Hop or some
right.
You know, what's that shit?
Street Hop was dope.
The Street Hop.
The bar exam
shit.
What's that?
Like Bar Exam, shit like that.
Yeah, Bar Exam 3, even for a mixtape, was super dope. So it wasn't, it fell short of that, but it's solid. And I will say, man, I'm glad Royce is not an alcoholic. He admitted he was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like alcoholic Royce better than.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like he's more on point.
Mm-mm, not to me. To me, I love the recklessness of the drunk Royce. And it was just like, to me, his bars had more punch. To me, at this point,
they're more calculated, though.
Yeah, more calculated. Too measured. Too
right.
measured to
right.
me. And it's like, some of them still hit, but it's just, it was lacking something. So,
right.
But if that's, you know, helping you live a better life, then by all means, man, salute, much love, and he'll always be one of my favorites.
Yeah,
you
know, no doubt.
From now to whenever. So,
right,
that's me. What you got, bro?
I had Royce as well.
Did you?
I had Royce. I had Tribe Called Quest. Just because, I mean,
ooh.
I had a lot of excitement around that album. And even like when that, with the fucking opening song, or the second, I think it's track two. Is it track two?
Second one's more.
The one that goes fucking off with that. Yeah. Wow. I don't know,
what's
man.
The,
like
what's the big dude that do all the YouTube videos?
That's the one. Like when I watched that, that's the one. It was like, oh, I need to get that fucking album.
That shit had me on. Like, oh, I was shit, like, yo! But the rest the of the
fucking great.
It's a great
Spice
album.
Spice Adams.
Spice Adams.
But we were talking but last night. You're like, man, he goes off abstract. Roof, back you know, he
yeah,
lit-
yeah that was the joint. What he
like, he went through the sunroof and shit.
Came out the sunroof and then the beat dropped again and he opened the door right at the right moment. That shit killed me.
That shit was dope.
But it's like it was Tribe. It was Royce, and then I know it's not hip hop, but man, Anderson .Paak's album changed my fucking life this year, dude.
It was really
Malibu,
really, really good.
Fuck,
Malibu was dope.
Yeah, that was this year, right? That was this year.
Yeah, 2016. Yeah, that was January, February,
all summer, all summer. But even though it doesn't get classified as hip hop, I'm still like, that's one of my
shit's dope though.
Super dope, man. I will say though, I've never spent more time digging into crates and. You know, if any one of y'all, you know, follows me on Facebook, I was just posting like shit off my playlist, but nothing was from this year, really.
No, you've been posting a lot.
I had
of
a
crazy
couple,
shit.
And I've been on R&B. Even though R&B is the fucking dead genre, but even old school R&B, there's a couple like highlights B? This year too. Yeah, I love John B. I kid you not, I fuck with John B.
Not the only person that like even goes back
cool,
to that.
Cool Relax
like,
is my shit.
100%.
I still have that CD back. Yeah. Nobody goes back to like that H Town Jodeci sound. But Miguel is one of the few people that can do it. Miguel's but like very dope. Few people
Miguel's
do that shit.
Great.
Yeah, man. But this year I've been forced more than ever to look for alternatives to what would normally. You know, and I've always been a person, I branch out anyway, right, during mood and time of season or whatever. But, yeah, man, this year I've been having like, wow, all right, let's see what else is out here.
That's
I feel like I have to explore. And I'm like, because hip-hop just ain't.
It's lacking, man.
It's not hitting for
and
me, man.
None of us are really hip-hop 24/7.
No, if you love music, you can't be. You
can't
know what
be.
I mean? Yeah, you got to have wider range.
Right.
But.
That's another one. I mean, I think
genre.
That fucking Smoke DZA album was fucking slept on this year. Like,
was,
I didn't know
dude.
Shit about it.
Yeah, now, if we talking best underground, that's hands down.
Agreed.
No question. That shit, it got no pub.
Agreed.
And that's another thing,
that
too,
was
that,
easy.
That I will say about albums in general. Dude, I feel like I don't know when shit comes out, and I don't think it's like... I feel like promotional dollars are not what they used to be.
No,
back
man.
In the day, man.
They're absolutely not.
You would see ads for like a Biggie album or Tupac. You would see it everywhere on mainstream TV, on any magazine you picked up. It was you had an advertisement. It's just not the
I
same.
I feel like
dude.
It's being left up to artists to
they
just
are.
Take whoever their followers
like,
are.
Build your
and
shit.
Just say, okay, and on Thursday, # blah, blah, blah is my album and it's coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they push it and push it and push it and then they...
But I feel
sometimes
like, I feel
drop
like
the
percentages
shit randomly
though,
instead, I, and boom.
Yeah, but I feel like the percentages that artists get really hasn't changed all that much. So it's like I feel like they're doing more and getting rewarded the same is what they the same cut is what they would have gotten way back then. Even though now more shit is on their head, like fuck you, do it. You build your following. You build your fan base.
The way that shit will be calculated is going to be weird in the future because some of these albums that were highly regarded. They're being streamed only, exclusively.
Yeah.
Like The Life of Pablo.
Yeah.
The numbers on it are fucking silly. You look at it, you're like, that's it? But everyone's heard it.
Yes.
So
no doubt.
It's a whole new game. So, I mean, the tour, it's a whole different story with Kanye, but the tour, that's what's pushing these artists forward. Like, it always has been, but the amount, I feel like the amount of money that they're making off the sales... As you said, it didn't change, but the amount of sales has changed.
Yes, the amount of sales
crazy.
Has dipped drastically.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of that streaming money gets monetized for the artists.
Then you got the art. Then you got the labels though trying to do the what was the 360 deals. I don't know what they're calling them nowadays, but now they want to bite. They want to bite your tour, but they want to bite into your merchandise.
Yep. Merchandise.
It's like, come
shit.
On, dog. You're like that shit. You're not doing nothing.
Right.
Well, that's why people ain't using them that much.
Yeah,
true.
It's
true.
Because
they used to. Independent artists like Chance the Rapper.
Yeah. They used to have pull, and they don't got pull anymore. Like, they'd have pull like they because you'd utilize them to get distribution. But distribution, you can get that on your own.
Yeah,
right.
Man.
You know, it doesn't matter.
The
but even.
The label's almost damn near obsolete, bro. It's,
yeah.
I mean.
Well, I mean, but look at, all right, so Chance is an interesting example, though, because people look at Chance and say, oh, yeah, he's independent.
Right.
But really, he's kind of not. Like,
right.
he used fucking Apple. Apple is his label. Apple was like, listen, you release your shit exclusively through us. They're a fucking label.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that's
everybody's
that
going
point,
to
that
iTunes.
Quasi-label,
shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and so like his shit, I mean, if you
look, but I guarantee you, Apple ain't trying to get his part of his merchandising.
No, they're getting, they're just point. Getting a, you know, 25% cut,
so
of his
that,
fucking
at that
album.
Point, yeah. Your digital service is like your best friend. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. So like, how hard is it for Chance to go to Spotify after he's done with Apple? I'm sure there's something in his contract that says put on Spotify, put on, you know, Tidal, all that shit.
How fucked up is that for us?
It is, isn't it? Hell
it
yeah.
Man. I don't want to subscribe to fucking Apple Music.
It is. Yeah. You know,
I don't. I did.
When,
and I canceled
when
it
they
already.
Give them an exclusive, it kills me.
It's crazy.
I hate. Well, dude, you hear this yet? I'm like, I want to, but I can't.
The only thing sound. I'm subscribed to is fucking Amazon because I want free shipping.
Here's the thing, too, man. Is this
I'm
real?
Not subscribed to
this. This could be that. Off the record that. If we want to scrub this. Yeah, how hard is it to find fucking albums online now?
Terrible.
Dude.
It's impossible. Oh, you mean like just to get them for
snatch
free?
Snatch and steal. Yo, it's yeah. not as easy as it used
no.
to be, bro.
It's always it's artist, title, name, and zip. And then you have to jump
I've
through
tried that
and
even,
pray to
bro.
Jesus
that
you don't get a virus,
yo.
Motherfucker.
I'm still on a box den.
Really?
They still have them.
Good God.
When, right, when I lose out, that's
shouts
where I go.
Shouts to them.
Or Pirate Bay.
Yeah, if you do torrents excluded, torrents yeah. is like a whole different beast.
That's
you can
whole
like
different
that's
animal.
Like yeah, that's like direct shopping and it's,
yeah.
It's cool.
I get most of my music from Tidal.
Yeah,
and the only reason I'm still on it is because the exclusive content that I get from there is like Kanye West
shit that you want,
Jay and
yeah.
Jay Electronica, and like.
And I've become reliant. I mean, I'm on Google Play, and I try to be a good dude. I try not to hunt for those,
right.
you know. But then every now and then you'll get that one album and, you know, someone will throw the middle finger up to all the services and like, fuck you, I'm only going
on
this,
this
route. And I'm
right.
like, well, fuck, dog, what are you, shit.
No, just to even try the albums that we wanted to review today. Like, it took me a half an hour.
That's crazy.
To jump
man,
through bro. Fucking hoops.
It didn't used to be like that, man.
No, it didn't.
It'd be like install Flash Player.
Even
yeah, super easy.
Even on Twitter, my whole timeline the day that Drake shit dropped.
Yeah.
I didn't know because it was just on Apple Music for a couple of days or whatever mm-hmm. the fuck it was. And I'm like, I don't know. I'll just wait and fucking hear it, I guess. And
yeah.
then I was like, nah, I kind of want to hear it now, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
I like to be up on him. I like to be up on Kendrick, Cole. It's kind of the big three right now, really.
Yeah, I do feel like it's a big three, and man.
Isn't that fucked up?
They squander.
It
is that
squandering.
It? It's just the big three.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they're not big.
And
I feel like, like Kendrick
Untitled
is the
Unmastered,
only one
that,
out of
did
that
did that
three.
Fall off, or was that great?
What's that?
Untitled Unmastered.
I didn't like it. But it wasn't a real album. It was throwaways.
It was
just
kind of
throwaways.
Messy. Yeah, it was messy.
It was over jazz.
It wasn't even worth mentioning.
What did that have on it? Was there anything on it?
No,
that stood out.
You would know. No songs. No nothing.
Because I listened to it, but I didn't listen to it again.
No, it was a mess.
It's not a
it
good
was like
song.
Acid
it was
jazz with sporadic
true
spoken word. Slash,
it was a bunch of this dick ain't free.
So what's happening next is you got Childish Gambino is about to make an album with who was it?
I don't know.
Gambino is about to make an album with somebody. I gotta look it up now. But Kendrick and J. Cole are about to make an album together.
Good. I hope.
I think Kendrick's gonna help him.
I hope Kendrick. I see the here's the
and
thing.
And I can
he'll
see
show,
Cole.
Maybe he'll show
I
up
heard.
Him
I heard
beats.
Kendrick's influence on this last Cole album. I just think Cole is not. They're not the same. The album was way turned down from what J. Cole had done on Forest Hills.
Right.
It was much less commercial, but it just
true.
Wasn't any better. It was
true. It was in the same vein, too.
Same
though.
Vein, but
it was
just sleepy. Yeah, it was just boring. I was like, yo.
It's boring and sleepy.
So maybe together, maybe they get it right. Maybe
I mean,
they hit a recipe.
I like Firing Squad.
Yeah, I like Firing Squad, too. Firing Squad
then,
is dope.
But that's what makes him similar to Kendrick, because Black of the Berry is almost the same kind of like vibe.
It is. Very similar.
I think
so
they're almost
I,
the same
I,
song.
I'm looking forward
to
it, man.
It'll be interesting. Childish Gambino's
who's
working on an album with somebody,
too,
man.
I can't.
Oh, Chance the Rapper.
Oh, okay.
Chance the Rapper and Childish
Gambino
are doing something.
He did a song with him, a video
yeah.
and a song.
They're going to do an album together.
Okay.
Are you looking forward to it?
I pass on that.
2017.
I don't really care for either one, to be honest.
And then 2017, Cole and Kendrick.
Yes.
That sounds dope.
And I look forward to it.
Kanye West and Pete Rock.
That sounds crazy.
We have a pattern here.
What are we going to get?
Drake and... I don't know what's going to happen there.
Drake and Jay-Z.
Ooh.
Wow.
That would be crazy.
But I'm telling you, there's a little pattern right there.
But why is that?
Are we coming full circle? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying.
We're coming around. Bell bottoms are back in style. Is that what's happening?
We need a Jay-Z and Nas album.
2 years ago, I had hope.
Grumpy old man.
2 years ago, I thought maybe, just maybe, the game was getting back on track.
After hearing Kendrick.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah, it was.
I feel like our year-end episode last year was like amped, and we have hope for the future.
Yeah, and this year just pissed it all away.
That's not good.
It did, man. It's bad. So
is one of the celebrity deaths hip hop?
Oh damn, shit!
I didn't even think about
that's it. Because Nas said it years ago, but he was a little early. I feel like.
Yeah, and everyone tried to fight it.
Is hip hop?
Maybe he was just a prophet. I don't know.
Is hip hop? It can't be dead though. Smoke Dizza put together a project. And it was good.
Not dead. I don't know if it'll ever die.
It won't.
Is it on absolute life support?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're visiting right now.
Seriously, man.
We're checking up on we're checking up
in
on hip hop.
Bad shape.
Man, I swear next episode we should come and bring some flowers or something.
For real.
Just to see how things are going. Just check in.
Yo, and I want this feedback.
Beep,
too.
Beep, beep. Yeah.
I wanted the feedback. Because y'all took it for the cold. I've been absent.
Yep.
Hit me with it. If you think I'm old, the game's just passed you by, Major. Nah, I don't think so. I'll debate you to the death on why. I don't think it's just an age gap thing. It's just
right.
The shit's lacking, man. Same. It's just not. It's not in a healthy state.
Just keep it professional, or else I'm gonna fuck you up too. Don't talk to my man like that. Come at us sideways. Start making fucking hyped up R&B playlists. Get yourself amped up.
Do we still want to do Blend It or Bump It today?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think we can. So let's go to music and then come back with it.
What?
We have a good Blend It or Bump It to do then.
Yes, we do.
I'm excited about that. maybe the old guard can help us.
I think they can, man. You know, us old timers do it the best.
The old guard.
Just saying.
Oh, man. It's Marv 1 and Royce of 5'9", name of the song, Suicide Squad.
Oh, man. We dying.
I'm not mad.
We're going to kill ourselves.
I don't specialize in hit making. I do two things, that's make money, that's get paper. Make fun of your bitch ways, blaze guns, or clip stays in. I don't get hungry, I stay hungry and get cravings. Then I write down rhymes, then I switch pages, then write more. Mike Lord, I'm with ladies and my boys, and we are to die for. And that's why we called the Suicide Squad. And that's why you could probably find me on the bike going 165 through a red light. All you see is a flying headlight like I'm on a cyborg. And everybody know the time about the dirt on our hands. That's because the Lord Large Hands follows me in my anthologies. You never hear from me apologies. You never see my soul rise. The streets already done made a man out of me. 10 wallabies playing ghost and chef. Feeling like the man who wrote success should be the most impressed. The man the most emotional who hate the most should be the most motionless. I be the oath taken by who be the post of the overtaken streets. The streets where I agreed I'm taking over and I swore that I would never take a oath. Reading verses from the Bible trying to replicate the scroll. In the kitchen whipping words trying to levitate the stove. I ain't from the world star era. I slap you in a circle like evolution. And it would not be televised like the revolution. And these vocals should not be melody. No auto-tune. Were you recording that? Should be transformed to an artist's tomb. Started moons many moons ago. You artist doom. Your hardest tunes came many tunes ago. Speaking of hardest, I'm the hardest doing anything that's getting done. Beams on every different gun. Meaning I ain't aiming mine as shit. I just came to find a Vic and bring the target to him. While my Suicide Squadron shooting cartridge, spewing jargon till we turn a blogger to embalming fluid. We've been running through these dollars such a long time. We tired now, we jogging through them.
Knowledge over money, money over power. Power over nothing, cause now we overcoming. We the Suicide Squad. Yeah, we the Suicide Squad.
It's the Suicide.
Reaching for the sky, shooting for the stars. Me, us, or I, who you gonna call but the Suicide Squad? Uh-huh. Suicide Squad.
It's the Suicide.
Hey, Brody, tell them little niggas life happened. I'm the fat boy in a nice fashion. My hand's sharp like it's knife action. If I can't hit you, then a pipe blasting. We all the same like we typecasting. I'm from the hood, I have never seen a white Aston. But over white, I've seen red and blue light flashing. I gotta lead my disciples with a Christ passion. If I want it, I'ma get it, and I don't like asking. On the beat is the only time I'm extra nice. I said it right, your soul from your body, I will extradite.
Give me a plate full of oxtails, no peas with the extra spice. You received some incorrect advice. Slug shower you and your unsuspecting wife like it was wet and rice. I chop your head and sew it back to behead you twice. Big arms is how I handle words. An angry pop can dismantle spurs. I just came back from Johannesburg, where little kids can take over your nest with how they handle birds. And not Nando's, nerds. I am those curbs. In between them's the streets. Like when you separate over bread, in between it's the beef. So let's make a sandwich, scrap. Your squad is soft and you put no worries in me like I'm Anderson .Paak. You scrapping where? Apple care, how we handling Max. A swift chop is how you handle an axe. That's the same way you handle an X. Fruit salad, got the kiwi green seats in the Mandarin vet. Always wanted to do a line like that. Star power, bring my shine right back. Diamond from cold, brought my grind right back. Little nigga, obey your thirst, I brought the limelight back. So stop now and run my lines right back. Killers, nigga.
Knowledge over money, money over power. Power over nothing, cause now we overcoming. We the suicide squad.
Yeah.
We the suicide squad.
It's the suicide.
Reaching for the sky, shooting for the stars. Me, us, or I, who you gon' call? Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad.
It's the suicide.
Yo, man, what's the name of that album?
Autumn.
Suicide Squad. That was Suicide Squad with
Marv 1, Royce the 5'9".
Yep. So the Marv 1 soundtrack, or was it? Marv 1 presents the soundtrack of Autumn is the name of the album. Fuck.
He said the Marv 1.
The Marv 1 soundtrack? Why is it that funny? Jesus Christ. Wow. You got excited. I know what you're doing. Just fuck with me.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Why is Marv 1 soundtrack that funny? God damn.
You can't even say it with a straight face. That's say what again?
I read left to right. Fuck. No, it's a terrible design. It's a terrible design.
Leave your screen out of it. Say that. Say those three words together again.
Marv 1 soundtrack. Why is that funny, man?
I'm sorry. Never mind.
Why is it?
Marv 1 soundtrack. Inside joke.
Marv 1 soundtrack. Marv 1. What am I not getting?
Okay.
Marv 1 soundtrack.
The Marv 1 soundtrack?
Mm-hmm. No. Just... That whole
Marv 1 soundtrack.
Soundtrack is for people of a certain status. Y'all motherfuckers is totally missing the goddamn point. Good God. We just got done talking about what level he's on and you said Marv 1.
You're a dick.
Yes. Damn. I'm sorry.
That was Royce the 5'9" featured on Marv 1 soundtrack.
You're a dick.
It's all right. I know this is not, it's a meme, but anyway.
That was Marv 1 featuring Royce the 5'9 off of the soundtrack of Autumn. Marv 1's bringing it. Detroit is in the motherfucking building.
What's up? Shit.
And we're still here. We didn't kill ourselves. No. Suicide Squad.
That was much needed.
Those are fucking rappers.
Oh, they rap, man.
Those are fucking rappers.
They rap.
All right.
They're both Detroit main
How
stays.
Come, man?
Who produced that joint?
That's what I like and hate about this show at the same time. Every time we want to bring out some fucking rappers, they're always from Detroit. Is there a pattern here? Right. The rest of the country take motherfucking notice and put us in the Pro Bowl or what?
Hell yeah.
Very true.
Some Finally. Of them, bitch.
Please.
Yes.
Detroit doesn't have a family atmosphere.
Is that what it is? I think we do.
Everybody I've talked to, they'd be like...
everybody's out for themselves.
Yeah. It's not like it used to be.
We just kind of picked apart a couple of key... There's some key elements, but there's some dots that if they had ever been connected, I think things would have been a lot better for everybody.
Yeah,
but
true.
True. It just didn't happen whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, this doesn't make sense.
You're saying Shady could have been bigger. Shady Records.
And it's tough to say how big, but I think that not...
There's a roster of talent.
He could have been bigger indirectly.
Right.
He could have put on some people that...
No, that's what I mean. The label, roster could have been bigger. And it could have been stronger.
No doubt.
Would have had black girls.
Maybe there's producers on the roster that are intimidated by other producers in Detroit that don't want them on the roster.
But who wouldn't want to hear like Eminem with Black Milk and Elzai on the track?
1,000%.
I used to M over Caltrate. I'm just going back to that bit.
Yeah.
Eminem, Royce, and Elzai.
Gotta get it. Oh, oh my God.
Yeah, come on, man. That's
Eminem, Royce, Elzai on Caltroid.
Yeah. Murdered.
Elzai was on Caltroid, wasn't he?
He was.
Yes.
And Elzai raps with Royce. God
damn it.
And Black Milk on Deadly Medley.
Yeah, but we just said there's certain people that have M's ear and there's certain that don't. And I just don't understand the correlation between who gets to talk in politics and who doesn't.
We should ask Trick Trick. You ask him.
I'll say, yeah.
Got some of that 537 or what is it?
1738.
Oh, man. That's so funny.
All right, man. So it's got some of that 1738. Right? And we are doing the locks.
So blend it or bump it.
We LOXing it.
We're going to LOX it?
Yeah, the LOX, first baby. Album in 16
Has it been 16 years?
It's a long fucking time, dog. I didn't think that
was it.
You know
how
many
was
albums
Money,
Cameron's
Power,
made in that amount of time?
Was that the album?
Yeah. No. No.
No, no.
We
no,
are the
no,
streets
no, no, no.
Or
we
something?
Are the streets.
We are the streets.
LOX. Jada. Jump into it? Chic. Styles.
You give these guys a 4?
I would.
The last month. Last month of the year.
The only reason... I would give them a 4 off of average, off of numbers, off of up versus down. There was a little
track by track.
There's a little light on the banger category. There's some songs that I like, but they're missing that. I don't have one song where I'm just like, oh man, that's like an all time.
Not like a standout.
Yeah,
you're just
more. But that's locks in general. Have they ever had a song where it's like,
yeah.
Oh shit?
Oh, they have. Yeah.
Okay. Even Ride or Die Chick's better than everything that's on here.
Really? Ride or Die Chick?
Yeah, I love Ride or
Die. I fucking hate that song.
It's fucking
that was
great.
Tempo at its finest. Oh, you
I need a Ride or Die Chick. Oh my God.
Boom, 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 boom.
So
yo,
much.
That shit.
So played out. I heard that song so fucking much in my life. I can't deal with it.
Great song.
And then all the other best shit was on a solo shit. Like, I would say We Gonna Make It is better than everything. But that's Jada's song. Okay. That's not the lock shit.
That's true.
I would say I Get High will be another thing, but that's style shit.
What about Recognize? Recognize.
Ain't that Jada by itself? Or
no.
That was on the second Locks album.
It was on the second Locks album.
We Are the Streets. That was a dope
DJ track. Premier joint.
Premier, and they sampled the Eve.
Yep.
That was dope.
Yeah.
So, so it's, man, y'all making me question my 4.
I'm not making you do anything.
It's Mr. Mac. I didn't make him question shit. I'm just
you know
like,
what, man?
It doesn't make sense.
You know what? I'm a roll with you. What would you give a 3.75?
Oh,
3.75 stars.
Yes. I'll get on my Ed McMahon shit.
3.75 corner stores.
See, I would give this, honestly.
I'm changing it. 3.75 corner stores.
For real. Because it's just,
genius, actually.
There was no banger that you, I can't give it a 4, because a 4 means, a 4 is.
3.75 corner stores.
A 4 is a great album. And it wasn't a great album. It's a good album.
I think.
Very good album.
I think last episode.
It's definitely up.
Smoke Diz's album was better than this, my opinion.
I agree.
Not lyrically.
Not
lyrically, but also not consistency-wise, but there were bangers on that. I want to go back and listen to a few joints.
I will say Smoke Dizza had a couple. He had two songs where I don't know the names yet. I know numbers. But there's two songs on Smoke Dizza where I would bump those off of before anything on this album. I agree.
Yeah. What I will say about this album is... The Locks gave me exactly what I thought they would give me.
Wait a second.
See, I was scared.
Wait a second.
I thought... You thought they were going to go current. That's it. No, I just feel like they gave me exactly what I thought. It was very predictable. Filthy America was fire. That song was fire.
Great
and like,
song.
What else you need to know?
Yeah.
Amazing.
What else you need to know was real classic Locks.
Yeah, but like the way how do you close an album out like that? They close the album out with the Secure the Bag song, which is horrible. But
that seemed like a bonus track throw-in.
Yo, who ends on a good
album?
Note, though, to be honest? Man,
it seems like it never does, man. Yeah, it's crazy to me.
It's Kanye West.
Yeah. What was your take, Martin?
My take is, after we just mentioned all that shit, is that I wish I could just take the Locks and Smoke Dizza and like fucking kick Smoke Dizza off the album and say Pete Rock.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front
all these beats.
You put their bars.
Oh
fuck
my
all the fuck all
God.
The features. Just give put
that
Locks on that production.
Yeah. That production was wild, dude.
Now you talking over four and a quarter maybe. You talking some shit.
You know what's fucked up?
I was jealous of that production when I heard it. I'm like, I wish I had these.
I feel bad.
It was
I don't like Locks over over Premier that much. It's predictable.
I fucking love that song.
I love it too.
Oh,
and
man.
It is predictable because we've gotten it.
I love
pretty,
Royce
pretty
over Premier.
All the time.
I love Royce over Premier, yeah, yeah, but that Primo worked to me. I
like the locks.
That's one. That's probably one of my. That's probably my second or third favorite song on the album.
Them over Pete Rock doesn't make sense, which means I love it. Like, I love right. to hear them over something soulful.
But
doesn't
that
make
Pete
sense.
Pete Rock's a different Pete Rock we've never heard, in my opinion.
Right.
I haven't heard that Pete Rock. That was some different kind of Pete Rock.
Yeah, he's
I would
good,
agree.
Man.
As far as Pete Rock producing for, I mean, shit. Like, I mean, if you want to go back to like him and CL Smooth, they had some.
Oh, of course.
He had some shit back then, but yeah. yeah but as far as like modern day Pete Rock,
modern
yeah,
day Pete Rock,
yeah,
it's different.
That's smash.
No, he hasn't done shit like that in a while, man.
Yeah.
But as far as this album goes, the production was the only thing that was lacking, and it was not all the time, but at times I was like, this sounds all right.
I'm thankful Jay they didn't go heavy at 808. I'm thankful that they stuck to what they know.
No doubt.
But I do feel this. I feel this album though was lyric heavy. I feel like the lyrics carried the production more than the other way around.
Right.
And that's not always the case. But this one, I felt like. I mean, there's some songs where the marriage was cool, but man, they their bars was
the problem.
On point.
The thing is, that I feel bad about, and I mean, I feel bad about saying this because I feel like I'm always like going back in time. But it feels like they're kind of stuck in a vacuum with their lyrics, man. Like, I feel like they're kind of, like, still in the 90s.
Yeah, but it's a vacuum I want, and I'm happy
yeah.
to be in.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Matt, you got to be careful, man. So like,
I know. I'm like, are you ever happy, motherfucker?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Right. It's like, I don't.
Right. No, I know what you mean. I just felt, I mean... Like I said, I mean, if we could get Nas and Smoke Dizza, that'd be perfect.
perfect marriage.
And the same thing is, I know what you're saying. So I don't disagree with you, but it's like, fuck.
It's a good album. I mean, it's a pretty good album. I give it a 3, maybe. Like, I give it a strong 2.9.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, I got like 2 or 3 bangers off the whole album, which I'm like, I'll go back and play those over and over again. But outside of that, it's like.
But at some point,
I'm not feeling
the ups got to be downs.
Yeah, I know.
You can't have that many ups.
You got some weak ups.
I'm just saying, I had some weak ups.
White man can't.
Because
jump.
It's called Filthy America. It's beautiful. And then, like, you're trying to follow this theme while you're listening to the music. And it's
and
like,
only one song does it.
Yeah. I mean, there's like 2 or 3 songs where they're trying to follow, like, but there's, it's just like a bunch of, it's a collection of singles by the Lox, and they're really talented. I don't know. I don't know what I want from them.
I like it. You sound like they're listening right now.
Do I?
Yeah.
I just, I don't
sound
know what
nervous.
I don't, do I sound nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
I just don't know what I want from them. That's all. I don't know what I want from them.
You sound disappointed though.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I just can't be pleased. My fucking standard is too high.
You do have high standards.
I'm a dick. I'm fucking asshole.
I give it a 4.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I don't see it as a wow though. It only comes down 2 tracks.
Okay.
I'm just being fair.
So you're basing it based on numbers.
So you had 2 4s on the air. Life of Pablo and this.
Life of Pablo was close to a 5 for me.
Woo!
4 and 4 corner stores.
Seriously. Wow.
Four and three corner stores.
4 and 3 corner stores. Yeah. Damn.
Or 4 and 4.5 stores.
To me, Life
I'm gonna
of
say 4.5
Life
stores.
Of Pablo had a worse hit ratio, but
four
when
stores.
It hit hard. So
4 and 3 corner stores.
I say 4.5
That's stores. Why I would come at 3 and 3 quarters for Life of Pablo too. But I don't know.
Life of Pablo.
That's
I had
why we
a
all
lot
different.
Of thumbs up, though. I had a lot of yeah.
Shit.
Life of Pablo. There's a few songs I don't like Freestyle, a couple other bullshit throwaways mm-hmm. that shouldn't have even been on there, and that I Love Kanye, whatever it's called. It's mm-hmm. like an old like skit in a way.
Yeah.
I feel so bad that we didn't review that album.
It's all good. You know what? Maybe we will.
We'll do a revisit
at a certain point. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's 2017. That's what y'all got to look forward to.
Yeah.
Is more of, yeah, more
hopefully,
of this.
Hopefully more raps.
Yeah, more.
Dude.
Yeah, can we get
singing.
More bars? Can we get less singing? Can we get more hip-hop in
more
2017?
Raps. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. That's number one on the list, right? No, number two. Number one would be more life and less death.
Less death.
Amen.
Less death. Less death, more happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want.
But if we're going to be happy, I think that shit go hand in hand. If we're going to be happy, can we get some more hip-hop?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we do that?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
I'm with it. All right, y'all.
That it? Is that it? That's it for 2016. We're going to say bye to this motherfucker, pop a few shots in the fucking air, dude.
And agreed.
Pop a few fucking caps in this bitch. Agreed. Pop, pop, pop.
We're going to close the casket, throw these fucking, all these bullshit R&B albums in with it.
No doubt, man.
Right? We're going to dig up some hip-hop. I mean, we dug up fucking the LOX's grave and did this review.
For real,
brought
man.
Them back from the dead 16 fucking years.
We knocked on death's door.
We knocked on death's door. And 16 fucking years later, these guys came out and made a rap album.
Yeah.
And J. Cole...
didn't.
Is still making R&B.
Motherfuckers like to sing. Some motherfuckers
they
like
do.
To, yeah.
Some motherfuckers.
They real
motherfuckers. Was it Dave Chappelle? Sometimes a motherfucker gotta sing.
Hey, yeah. Sometimes you gotta sing, bro.
I guess.
Sometimes you gotta sing.
I'm tired of hearing it.
Sometimes you gotta race them.
Let. Alright, first things first, I've been putting in the work. I'm a rebel with a cause.
With a cause.
Had problems with the fam, I had problems with the gang, but I put that shit on pause. I've been gone for a while, but I saw you niggas smile when I cancelled all my tours. Someone tell them that I'm back, I don't never ever slack, grab my gun and go to war. I got brothers up in jail, going mad up in their cells when you hear me bang your doors. Niggas moving chatty, someone tell them that I'm scatty, bro, I'll pull up uninsured like. Running through my strip, rappers jumping on my dick just to build up a report.
It's embarrassing.
Can tell the man I'm bitter, but they're begging it on Twitter, man. I swear I'm so poor. Before he takes a shot, I'm shooting first. And poor mum, we was going through her purse. We were doing road and doing church. Look the devil in his face, like motherfucker, do your worst. Still here trying to find another blessing. I'm over loyal, man. I'll ride for what I'm repping. Dark times, niggas die in a recession. You was fighting with your girl, and I was fighting my depression. Wait. Okay. Alright, first things first, could've put you in a hearse, man, I gave you boys a lifeline. I was scrolling through my tweets, had Adele up on repeat and saw a madness on my timeline. LBC trying to blackball me and trying to blame your boy for knife crime. I don't use a shank, I got money in the bank, man, I'd rather do a drive-by. Mad, mad demons in my thoughts, young storms, wasn't ready for the limelight. Took a little break from the game, started praying, man, I had to get my mind right. All black clothes till I shine bright. Full beams fucking up my eyesight. They hate me on the slide, but I bet you if I died, you would see I'm at my 9-9. They're asking if I'm real enough. Still got a couple killers in the cup. If he's coming nice, I big him up. Drugs kill, but my niggas make a killing off a drug. Rapping like I'm Jigga, but I'm Puff. West End wanna show a nigga love. But if it weren't me, you would never let my niggas in the club. Fuck district and fuck all these nightclubs. And fuck giving money to people that don't like us. There's riots in the city, just tell me where I sign up. The rain goes silly every time I pick the mic up. Whoa, I got smoke, you can hold a bit. A colored brother with a bone to pick. But I still get to gunning, don't be running when I bang mine. Before we said our prayers, there were gang signs.
Live from the basement.